You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Lantern of Light, a faith-based suicide prevention ministry, presents Kevin Hines, survivor, storyteller, filmmaker, at the Motherlode Fairgrounds this Saturday from 2 p.m. through 6 p.m. And joining us on the Newsmaker line is Kevin Hines himself. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. It's a good day today.
A lot of people have been talking about you. They've heard the commercials. They've heard the public service announcements, and they want to come out to the Motherlode Fairgrounds this Saturday afternoon and hear your story. So I don't want you to give everything away, but back in the year of 2000, 23 years ago, what were you, 21 years old at the time?
I was 19.
You were 19, and you had just been diagnosed with bipolar disorder?
I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder at 17 and a half.
Okay.
I frankly had a complete mental breakdown in front of 1,200 people, and at 19, it led me to my attempt.
So were you living in San Francisco at the time?
I was. First 34 years of my life were spent in San Francisco.
Can you just walk me through a little bit of this? Were you just in a dazed state? Were you inebriated at the time, or were you completely sober, but you were doing this?
In order to fully understand what led me to the Golden Gate Bridge, to leap off of it in an attempt to take my life, you have to understand where I came from. I was born in abject poverty to birth parents who, after they had me and my brother, fell to succumb to drugs and alcohol. They would die very tragically of their brain disease, bipolar, what they called manic depression back then. And at 17 and a half years of age, obviously after my traumatic infancy, after being adopted by the most beautiful family, the Hines family, Pat and Debbie, my mom and dad, and given this great and beautiful childhood after a traumatic infancy, at 17, I always say my brain broke. I had a complete mental breakdown, and by 19 years of age, I was contemplating suicide. And Mark, let me ask you this, and I want you to answer this question. What is the one thing you want to happen when you find yourself in excruciating physical pain? What do you want that pain to do?
Go away.
You want it to stop. You want it to go away. That's physical pain. My argument is that brain pain, mental struggles are 300,000 times worse because so many people around you invalidate your pain because they cannot see it. Well, at 19, my pain was so great emotionally and mentally that it led me to make my way out to the Golden Gate and to leap off. And it was a miracle that I survived when I did. Less than 1% do. Basically, 99.9% of the people who have done the exact same thing I did are gone forever. And I won't give it all away, but there's some very special circumstances that not only led to my survival, but my survival from my surgery, et cetera, and my ability to walk upright. So three miracles that everyone who comes out to Sonora, to the Motherlode Fairgrounds, to hear me talk, we'll hear the three miracles that saved my life.
Your message is to love the life we have now. Kevin, do you love your life now?
I love every waking moment I get to exist. It doesn't mean it's easy. I still struggle with bipolar depression. I still have symptoms of mania, depression, psychosis, paranoid delusions, hallucinations. It's all still a part of my life. I still even have suicidal thinking. But when you come see me talk, I'm going to tell you and the entire audience how to defeat suicidal thoughts, how to always survive those thoughts, and how to never let them take you.
Boy, that is a powerful message because you're a filmmaker. You've received tons and tons of different awards. In fact, some of the highest honors. Mental Health America awarded you its highest honor, the Clifford W. Beers Award. And with all these awards and everybody telling you how you have saved their lives, you still have these thoughts.
I do. I have what's called regular suicidal ideation, but I have the tools and techniques that I'm going to share coming to the Motherlode Fairgrounds. I'm going to share with everyone, the entire audience, the techniques I utilize to stay alive even with those thoughts. And not just to stay alive, not just to survive, but how to thrive living in that kind of a condition. This message is for anyone who's ever experienced any kind of pain. If you've ever been in pain, of any kind, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, otherwise, all of the above, come to this event. We want you there because I want to use my words to help them help you.
Well, the event is completely free of charge. It is this Saturday, September 9th at the Motherlode Fairgrounds inside of the Tribal Building. The hours are from 2 p.m. through 6 p.m. Again, completely free of charge. Over 20 agencies and groups are going to be there. Learn what's being done to prevent suicide in our county, and you can sign up for suicide prevention classes. Kevin Hines, I look forward to hearing your story and hearing you speak and the inspiration that you provide to others.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to share my message. I really appreciate it.
For more information, the website is lanternoflight.org. That's lanternoflight.org. Kevin, before we wrap up, is there anything else you would like to add?
You know, I just want everybody listening to think about your neighbor, your loved one, your family, your friend who might be struggling, or yourself, and fight to be here tomorrow. That's all I hope for.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.